From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Bachelor is a duo comprised of Melina Duterte, who records as J-Sum, and Ellen Kempner, who leads the band Palehound. Now, in one sense, their new album, called Dooming Sun, is a result of a week or so that they spent together recording in L.A. But in another sense, it's something that's been growing over a couple of years as the two followed each other's work online. The album has a wide range of sounds, from small, intimate acoustic numbers to fun punk songs to reverb-drenched, shoegazy electric rave-ups. Melina and Ellen join us to play some stripped-down versions of some of their new songs. And actually, they join us from the still-closed Brooklyn venue called Baby's All Right. Nice of them to let Bachelor use their space. So let's hear a song. This is Stay in the Car.
Thanks again, WNYC. We're Bachelor.
She's got a Chevy, double park with the door swung wide.
That's Bachelor with a live performance of their song Stay in the Car, which is off their brand new album called Doomin' Sun, with Melina Duterte playing the electric bass and Ellen Kempner playing the acoustic guitar. You'll hear them switching instruments as we go through the show. And Ellen, there is some super specific imagery in this song. I mean, the details of this woman.
Yeah, this is a true story. I mean, it's, you know, it's exaggerated a little bit to make it a little more fun. But yeah, I was, it was December of 2019, and my partner was getting top surgery down in Florida. And so I went with him and his mother down there. We were in, oh God, what was it called? I don't remember, but it was close to Fort Lauderdale. And we just kind of had to kill time for a week, like between the surgery and his post-op appointment. So I like went to grab us lunch one day and I was sitting in my parking lot, kind of like in the rental car, like gathering my things. And this car pulled up, like this truck, and this woman got out, and like, it was like I said, like this, like, preacher radio, like blasting. Like I didn't think people blasted like preacher radio like that. Like it was Black Sabbath or something. This woman got out of the car and she was just like so beautiful and just so, like, she was wearing like all red and like dripping in jewels. Her hair was teased up, and I just like froze and like watched this encounter of her just like screaming at the man behind the wheel, being like, "What do you want? I'll go in. What do you want? What are you trying to, what do you want me to get for you?" And I just like was like completely mesmerized and just like stayed there and watched. And I don't know why, but she left a real impression on me. I just thought she was so amazing. Yeah. I just thought she was amazing.
I kind of
hears the song.
Yeah.
I kind of get the mental image of Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Oh my God. She's hilarious in it, but that, you know, kind of bold and brassy and maybe a little over the top. And
yeah, I think I just like envied that. I just envied that, yeah, the way that she could just command like a parking lot. I didn't think that was possible. Yeah.
and so, Ellen and Melina, you're both sharing vocal duties on this song, although Melina, at one point, it seemed like you were trying really hard to avoid laughing. What was going on there?
Oh, I don't even remember. probably, I think with Ellen, we're just always laughing with each other. We really are like best friends in that way. Like, I mean, that's immediately how our friendship started. We're just always trying to make each other laugh. But not even that. Sometimes we just can't look at each other because we'll just make each other laugh. It's one of those friendships. So.
Yeah, yeah. How did I mean, you both have your bands, and it's important to say that both Jason and Pale Hound are still going.
Yes.
How did Bachelor come together?
Yeah, just I feel like we were mutual fans of each other and kind of had like an online relationship of like commenting on things. And, you know, I think I reached out first and I was like, just want to say, I love it. I love you. You're great. And then we played a show together and in Sacramento and we met in the green room at a place called Harlow's. And it was kind of like love at first sight, friend wise, I would say.
So the album begins with a song called Back of My Hand, where you're singing about, I'm your biggest fan, got your poster over my bed.
I'm your biggest fan, got your song in my head, and your poster's above my bed, you watch me sleeping.
And that just got me wondering, whose posters did you have, you know, looming over your bed? Melina?
Blink 182. We got Liz Phair up there. We got Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Nice.
You know, we got the classics.
Yeah. Yeah. Ellen?
Avril Lavigne. Oh, I had two Avril posters. I had two Green Day posters.
Yeah.
A Brandy poster. I had a Brandy poster that I loved. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bachelor begins as two fans who become friends and then become collaborators. Where does the name come from?
Melina?
Ellen, you want to take this one?
Okay, <fine.
laughs> okay. I'll say part of it. Have you, John, heard of the reality TV show called Bachelor, and it airs on ABC?
I've heard of it.
The Bachelorette fandom, the Bachelorette Nation, Bachelor Nation.
Yes, I've heard of them. I've been spared them so far.
Yeah, it's okay. No one should watch it. I think it's one of the worst shows ever, but it also happens to be one of my favorite shows. Really love that show, and I think that Ellen, I would like force Ellen to watch that show with me, and I just like say all this nonsense, all this trivia about the cast members, and Ellen was the one that brought it up to be named Bachelor. Yeah,
I just thought it was really, because it was like the season premiere or something the week that we were recording, and the season premieres of The Bachelor are like 2 episodes and they're each like 2 hours long, so we watched a lot of The Bachelor in like the span of a couple days.
I'm so sorry,
but I loved it. No, it's okay. That's the kind of TV I always want to watch, but my partner doesn't want to watch it, so I feel like, and you can't watch that stuff alone, I feel like.
No.
Or at least I can't, because it's not as fun. No, trash TV, it's, you've got to have like a friend with you. And I just like loved it. I loved how much, I was just like so amazed at how much you knew. And I was like, this is so, I mean, she knows everything, like everything. And I just was like, this is hilarious. Like, we're both gay. We're sitting here watching like the most heterosexual media I've ever consumed. And then I was like, that would be kind of a funny band name, like Bachelor. Cause like, this is just such a funny moment and kind of like sums up how ridiculous we can be.
All right, well, let's hear another of the resulting songs that came out of this this season in L.A. The band is Bachelor. This song is called Sick of Spiraling. Let's hear another performance from Melina Duterte and Ellen Kempner performing in the front room of Baby's All Right in Brooklyn.
You are a brave and light in a world so dark.
That's called Sick of Spiraling. It's a song from Doom and Sun, the new album by Bachelor, which is the new band, featuring Melina Duterte and Ellen Kempner. Ellen sang on that one, Melina playing the acoustic guitar that time. Ellen, I have to ask you about the electric guitar that you're playing on that song, because, you know, in the lower notes, it's very kind of rock and roll, but when you get up the neck, it has a kind of twangy, almost like lap pedal steel kind of flavor to it. And it seems like it's maybe a jazz guitar. It's got the F holes and stuff. What is that?
It's a D'Angelico. We were really fortunate enough to partner with them, and that we both were gifted really beautiful guitars from them. And that guitar, it is a jazz guitar. So D'Angelico is a New York company that kind of rose to fame in the 30s. I'm pretty sure it's the 30s or the 40s with like jazz guitars, like B.B. King style, like really thick, you know, like, yeah, on, you know, acoustic.
Is it as heavy as
jazz
it looks?
Guitars. No, it's pretty light because it's a hollow body. It's like a semi-hollow body. So there's like nothing, you know, in there. But it's an incredible guitar that has an insane versatility in terms of, yeah, like I didn't switch the pickups or anything that whole performance. I just kind of, it really responds to you. And I feel like it can tell like almost like what you're trying to do. And like it can make like deep chords really chunky. And then you can be like a Stratocaster also, you know.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. It's an amazing guitar.
So are you a collector of guitars? I mean, do you have like a whole room full of instruments, some of which you've only played once or not at all?
No, I don't have space for okay. that. Maybe one day. Yeah, but no.
So you're a potential hoarder of guitars, but so far not.
There's potential. Yeah, I just really just truly don't have the space and the money to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So the album, as I mentioned, is called Doom and Sun. And Melina, that title seems to almost be a bit of a head fake. You know, Doom and Sun, I expect, you know, death metal. There is obviously the song Doom and Sun, but why did that seem like the one to pick for the album title?
Well, I'm not the right person to ask for that. That's a Ellen title right there. Yeah.
Well, it was the song Doom and Sun, because there's a lyric that says, and I tan easy in the doom and sun, because that song's about climate change and, you know, the approach of climate disaster. But then I think when we were naming the album, we're kind of like, Doom and Sun is kind of a cool name for the album, because, yes, we did talk about the fact that it does sound pretty metal. And I think I was actually
in a... It sounds so cool.
It sounds so metal and cool. Yeah. I just feel like I always wish I could be in a metal band and I could be that cool. And like, I was going through like a metal phase at the time. And so I was like, all right, this is like my most metal moment, or like, and I think we both were like, that's cool.
And yet the song is like as far from, I mean, it's kind of this gothic folk thing, mm-hmm. and has a lovely string arrangement towards the end as well.
End of the earth will set it free, but we've got time and you are hold me. End of the earth will set it free. We've got time and you are hold me. End of the earth will set it free. We've got time and you are hold me.
How does the writing process work?
We would have a very slow morning because we love to sleep late. We'd wake up at like 11. We'd hang out. We'd have some breakfast. We'd jam a little bit. And then we talk about music that we loved. And then some, you know, either of us would have like riffs or ideas in our head, and we'd kind of go through with it. And Ellen would like go into her corner, go outside in the beautiful back patio, and like write these amazing lyrics just like on the spot. And then I'd be tinkering with my little computer toys.
And so is that generally, Ellen, how it worked, that you handled lyrics and Melina would be sort of working on riffs and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'd say. Like, it usually, like, we would come up together, we'd collaborate on, like, the foundation of the song.
Yeah.
And, like, the foundational, like, chord progression and, you know, melodies and general groove. And then, yeah, we would kind of split for, like, in a couple hours. I would write some lyrics. Melina would, like, do some genius shit with the computer and layering stuff. And, yeah, and that's kind of, it just kind of, like, happened suspiciously easily, honestly. And then we'd like come back together and I would have like lyrics and we'd do vocals and then that would inspire other things and we'd brainstorm together and then we'd get tired and watch TV.
Yeah, I can't believe we made a record because I mostly remember watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another live performance. Bachelor is the duo, Melina Duterte and Ellen Kempner. They are playing these songs in at Baby's All Right, the still shuttered venue here in Brooklyn where I am, and the song is from the new record called Doom and Sun, but as I say, this is a live performance. That is Bachelor and a live performance of Went Out Without You. You'll find a version of that on their brand new record called Doom and Sun. And Melina, Ellen, I mentioned early on because, you know, fans of both JASM and Palehound would want to know that, you know, those projects continue to go. How do you make time for Bachelor? You know, how will you make time will you be able to tour and to maybe continue this project down the road?
Well, Ellen is moving to LA, so she's hopefully going to become my neighbor. And instead of being a 6-hour flight away, she'll be a 10-minute drive away. and I'm going to force her to hang out with me all the time. So,
Yeah.
And are you going to force more reality TV on her?
Oh, no, yeah. we should start making more music.
Yeah, I'm really excited to move and to hang out with Melina. I feel like we're going to have a lot more time to hang out and make stuff together. And we do already have a tour booked for this fall. So that's cool. I think we both are kind of on the same page in terms of, like, you know, wanting to do our own things and also do this. So that's easy for us, you know, to kind of figure it out.
Okay. The album's called Doom and Sun. The band is Bachelor. Melina, Ellen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Watch the videos that Bachelor did for us. They're on our YouTube channel and right here on the website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer Karen Havlick, our video editor David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer.